Thoughts on Amos. Amos chapter 9 and verse 10. Do not presume. Beware of presumption. That is the point. As we've seen, there is a remnant God has promised. He will deliver a remnant in Israel. But he warns the people against vain hopes, vain confidence. Confidence is in their past, in their tradition, in the fact that they're Israelites and so on. And this point comes over in verse 10. Beware of presumption. Do not presume. All the sinners among my people will die by the sword. All those who say, disaster will not overtake or meet us. Oh no, they will meet the wrath of the Lord. Amos chapter 9 and verse 10. So the thought here is of presumption. Do not presume. Beware of presumption. Beware of feigned confidence. What am I talking about? Well, these people, they hear of this judgment. They hear of this warning. They hear of this inescapable fury from God. And they say, oh, it won't happen to us. Disaster will not overtake or meet us. We don't get through all this prophecy of doom. These doom preachers, these Amoses who want to preach of judgment and wrath and so on. And they talk to each other. You get it in Romans chapter 2, 12 to 15. They talk to each other, to sinners. And they excuse themselves. They explain to one another. They talk to themselves. They talk to one another. And they excuse themselves and they justify themselves. They think they're going to be all right. And the question is, the thought is, they question. They do not believe God's word. They dismiss, they mock, they laugh, they scorn. They poke fun at the preacher who warns them, prepare to meet your God. It is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. Oh, no, no, we don't believe that, no. And all will be well. And they say, disaster will not overtake or meet us. Disaster won't come to us. It will not. But God says, all the sinners among my people will die. There are two wills here. There's the will of man. Disaster will not overtake us. Oh no, we won't suffer that. But God says, disaster will smite the sinners among my people. It's always the same contest. It's always the same battle. It's the same ground. There is the word of God. There is the word of man. There is the declaration of God. There's the assurance of man. Which are you going to believe, my friend? Which are you going to believe? One or the other. God, through his prophets, through his preachers, through his ministers, through the Bible, through various circumstances, through believers talking to you, have warned you of the coming judgment. It is appointed unto men, as I say, once to die, and after this, the judgment. Well, do you believe that? God has appointed a day in which he will judge the world. By that man he's ordained, even Jesus Christ. And he's given assurance of it, in that he's raised him from the dead. Do you dismiss that? You laugh at it? Or do you believe the word of God? Or do you believe men when they say there is no judgment? Beware of trusting men, trusting self, and defying God. Believe, trust, submit to God, I urge you. Do not presume. Do not presume. God is merciful. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Yes, but a day is coming when God will send his Son into the world to judge the world. Yes, Christ will appear a second time, not to save sinners by calling them to the gospel to be saved, but by bringing them to the throne of God, the throne of Christ, and judgment day. Beware of presumption. Do not presume.